Hello and welcome to another Directions Magazine podcast. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief. I'm here today with Jim Steiner, Oracle's Vice President for Product Management of Server Technologies. Jim, thanks for joining us today. Hope you're doing well.
Good, Joe. Thanks for having me.
So, earlier this summer, Oracle released 12C version of Oracle Database. I understand that C stands for cloud. What can you tell me is significant about this release?
Well, yeah, that's right. The C does, in fact, stand for cloud. And 12C is a major release for Oracle and our customers. It's what we call the first multi-tenant architecture database, and that makes it ideal for cloud deployment. Multi-tenancy is a fundamental technology that clouds use to share IT resources cost-effectively and securely. There's a description of this that I read from one of the vendors that captures this pretty well. What they say is, just like in an apartment building in which many tenants cost-effectively share the common infrastructure of the building but have walls and doors that give them privacy from other tenants, a cloud uses multi-tenancy technology to share IT resources securely among multiple applications. So cloud services have used this multi-tenant architecture at the application level for a number of years. But the underlying databases required their own resources. These resources were per database instance to ensure the isolation of data and the security associated with the applications. What Oracle 12c does is it extends this concept of multi-tenancy to the database. And what we have is a multi-tenant foundation, which we call a container database. And it's shared by multiple tenants that we refer to as pluggable databases. So effectively, you can host multiple databases with complete isolation from one another while sharing common system components. This reduces costs. Things like system resources, processors, and memory are shared much more efficiently. And the environment is simpler to maintain because it is managed as a single database rather than dozens or hundreds of separate database instances. And again, because it's a single database, it simplifies patching and upgrades and tuning, all of this as part of this shared infrastructure.
So, Jim, does this mean that Oracle Spatial is also able to be deployed in this multi-tenant cloud architecture?
Exactly. With 12c, Oracle Spatial databases take full advantage of this new architecture. So you use a lot less system resources. You have much simpler administration, simpler upgrades, simpler patching, all the things that I talked about. But that's really not the only thing that you get with Spatial and 12c. In Oracle Spatial 12c, we've made dramatic improvements. The goal of this release was to significantly improve performance and to simplify large-scale application development by moving more application logic into the data management layer. So let's start with the performance. From a performance perspective, we've added a new feature that we call Vector Performance Acceleration. And we really like to think of it as kind of a turbocharger. When you invoke Vector Performance Acceleration, it improves the performance of commonly used spatial operations up to 50 to 100 times. And while I call it a turbocharger, it's not hardware related. And when I talk about 50 to 100 times, I'm really talking about the same systems, the same spatial operation, but you're getting dramatically faster spatial joins, touches, contains, overlaps, and complex masks. It doesn't require any changes to the application. It's completely transparent, but when you invoke Vector Performance Acceleration, it's just tremendously faster. Some of the other things that we've done that people have been asking for are we've really reduced the what we call our redo logs 20 to 90%, which improves the data manipulation language performance and reduces the storage requirements for spatial indexes. With 12c, we've also done a tremendous amount of performance work for our raster operations. The most important thing we've done is we've finally parallelized our raster operations. Oracle Spatial has had parallel vector capabilities since 11g, which is probably about 5 years now. So this means that queries and updates and loading operations are fully parallel. So when you add additional processors to the system, we can scale to take advantage of them. With 12c, we've added this parallel capability to our raster capabilities. in addition to simply improving the performance of our raster operations. So raster operations discretely are about 3 times faster, and then because they are parallelized, when you put them onto parallel systems, clusters, or some of our engineered systems, you can just continue to scale with the hardware, and you can do raster operations hundreds of times faster than before.
Jim, you mentioned something about simplifying app development. Can you drill down on that and tell me what's new in that area?
Yeah. As I said, one of the big goals is to push more logic into the database. So some of the major advances here were in our raster operations again, and in our network data model or our network operations, things like reachability, connectivity across a network, any kind of a network analysis and network tracing application. So in the case of raster, we've added support for raster algebra operations. So instead of having to move the raster data across a network to a client application in order to perform raster operations, you simply make a Java or a SQL call and the database performs that operation. So you're moving a lot less data and you can work against much larger data sets. Some of the things that are included in this these new raster capabilities are a new raster algebra language, which is an extension to our PLSQL language. And it includes an expression language and map algebra local type functions. Using this raster algebra language, you can perform any arithmetic operations, cell value-based conditional queries, raster editing through cell value-based conditional updates, and classification for raster segmentation. And then in this release, we've added a lot of additional advanced image processing support and virtual mosaicing support. So capabilities like rectification of georeferenced raw images, orthorectification of georeferenced raw images with a height or a DEM, large-scale image appending, advanced and faster large-scale mosaicing of georeferenced raw imaging, virtual mosaics of any number of georeferenced raw images, and on-the-fly query and cropping over the virtual mosaic, support for internal reprojection rectification, common point rules, and simple color balancing with both advanced mosaic and virtual mosaic. We've done image pyramid parallel generation and partial update. We've got a special bitmap raster pyramiding algorithm, image masking, image linear stretching and image segmentation, and NDVI computation and tassel cap transformation. So we've taken a ton of raster manipulation logic and pushed all of that down into the database. The other really big area that we've done work in has been our network data model and also some of our 3D stuff. So in the network data model, we now store the association from the real-world object with the link and node representation in the database. So you don't have to do that association in the application. You don't have to take a real-world object and then convert it to this is a link, this is a node that make up that real world object. That is all persisted in the database. And what it lets you do is queries like what is the shortest path using a fiber network between switches? And you can do those operations on those queries against objects that you refer to as a fiber network or a switch as opposed to link A, node B. All the application code required to map the real world objects with the network object is no longer needed. For 3D, we've added new 3D and point cloud and LiDAR features. These include a new Java API that supports 2D and 3D spatial index and distance and relationship functions in memory. We've added the ability for databases to create pyramids, or for the database to create pyramids or drill down levels for point clouds and TINs. And again, this was previously performed in applications, and it limited the scale of the data that could be represented and worked with. And then one other thing is that Oracle Spatial can now generate contours from point cloud sensor data. So with 12C, there's a good deal of in-database advanced spatial analysis and logic for raster, networks, and 3D data that we've pushed down into the database server.
So Jim, we've talked about some of the spatial processing enhancements, in particular some of the image processing enhancements and LiDAR enhancements, but what's new from Oracle in terms of map visualization?
I'm glad you asked that, Joe. It's sometimes surprising to us that many people still think of Oracle only as a database and a spatial database supplier. As you know, Joe, we've had spatial capabilities up and down the stack, from our business and industry-specific applications to our BI tools to our application development technologies, and even in our engineered hardware systems. As part of Oracle Fusion Middleware, the WebLogic application server suites include MapViewer, which is a Java-based web map server and mapping tool. The latest release has some really important new capabilities that people have been asking for a really long time. MapViewer now has extremely fast, highly interactive HTML5 maps and uses GeoJSON to support full browser-based interactions, removing the need for the MapViewer server at runtime. And it also now supports web-based spatial editing with versioned concurrent editing. And that's something many of our developers have been requesting.
Right. So let me see if I can summarize. Oracle Database 12c released earlier this summer. It's what you call a multi-tenant database designed for consolidated database and cloud workloads. Oracle Spatial 12c supports this multi-tenant architecture, which has a new performance enhancer and more raster. A 3D and network operations performed inside the Oracle database, and also the new release of MapViewer has client-based HTML5 support and includes map editing. Is that about it?
Yeah, I think that covers it. I'd just like to wrap up with an invitation to everyone to come to Oracle Open World in San Francisco this month from September 22nd to 26th. If you're interested, just search for Open World 2013 for more information. Thanks a lot, Joe. I think this has been great.
Great, Jim. Thanks for a great interview on Oracle 12c. Thanks for joining me today on another Special Topics podcast sponsored today by Oracle. If you'd like to comment about my interview with Jim Steiner, please write to me at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks again, and be sure to tell a friend.